Adonai Gedol, Hayah, Ban Lashim, Adonai, Dovek Midot, Hayah, Ban Lashim.
Welcome to Messengers of Prayer, a program dedicated to the finest in cantorial music, music of the Shliach Tzipur. Shalom. I am your host, Cantor Julian Raber of the Little Neck Jewish Center, and I am very happy you could join us today. Our program this morning is brought to you by the TNS Commodity Corporation, clearing members of the major commodity exchanges in New York City. Good morning. What we have just heard is a portion from the Mishnah on regulations concerning the material proper for the Sabbath light. Bamed Madlikin, with what materials may the Sabbath lamp be lighted? The Chazan, Bera Lachagi. This morning, Messengers of Prayer is very happy to present for the next 25 minutes or so some of the recordings of this fine Chazan and great artist. Before we begin, let us take time out for this brief message.
This is Leonard Bernstein speaking on behalf of your American Cancer Society. There are times when even music fails us, times when the disharmony of our lives seems so profound it overwhelms us. Learning that someone we love has cancer is often just such a moment. I know it was for me. It was a time of many emotions and anxieties that I was not really prepared for. No one can be so prepared. But luckily, no one has to face cancer alone. The American Cancer Society is here to support cancer patients and their families with information and advice. Perhaps you've been a patron of music in the past, or of other arts, but I urge you today to become a patron of life by sending a generous contribution to your American Cancer Society.
Well, if you've just joined us, this is Julian Raber, your host on Messengers of Prayer, and this morning we are devoting our program to some of the recordings of Cantor Berel Hagi. We open our program with two selections. First is your Ueinenu, May Our Eyes Behold. This is from the Daily Maariv service, and the closing benediction expresses the hope of the speedy establishment of God's kingdom. The second selection is from a portion from the Brich Shmei. This meditation is recited on Shabbos morning, just before the Torah is removed from the ark. It is derived from the Zohar, Pashas Vayakel. Here now is Chazan, Berel Hagi, and Yeru Einenu.
Oh. trafic nav Velale bare loine sa mihna Ela bela di semaio Se a huelo a toi Ve yo raise exoi Una via exoi O mas que le me badita verba
That was Chazan Berelachagi and Yeru Einenu, and a portion of the Baruch Shmei. As you must have noticed, Chagi liked to insert his falsetto in many of his renditions. In the Baruch Shmei rendition, his move from the natural tenor voice to falsetto was incredible. You may ask why, and I'll tell you. Because it was instantaneous, without pausing for a breath. During his lifetime, Berelachagi gave concerts all over the world, and at one time, he was the highest paid cantor to give a recital. We will hear more of Berelachagi after this brief message.
Here's the New York Mets' Doug Flynn for the ASPCA.
I want you to meet a very special friend of mine. His name is Woody. He's a sheepdog, very affectionate, and a great companion. All these animals will make great companions, too. They're at the shelter of the ASPCA, home of America's largest animal placement program, and they're ready for adoption right now. You'd like a friend and trusted companion, wouldn't you? Well, just come over and visit the ASPCA. Here at the ASPCA, there are dogs and cats that are anxious to provide you with joy and companionship, and you'll get plenty of informational pamphlets, along with a variety of free services to help you and your pet live happily ever after. So come over and visit with us. You're sure to find your next best friend at the ASPCA. Right, Woody?
Remember, for animal adoptions, call the ASPCA, where people care. America's first humane society.
Many years ago, Chazan Chagi gave a concert at the Albert Hall in Manchester, England. Here are a few lines from the review in the Manchester Guardian. Hasan Khaghi avoids the more superficial devices of cantors to awaken emotion and makes a direct appeal without compromise. His voice is notable for its power, stability, and range. Berla Khaghi was born in Russia in 1892, and when he was 18 years old, he assumed his first cantorial position in Smolensk. We now hear Berla Khaghi once more chant two selections, Atoch Onen Li Adam, from the Daily Amida service, and Kol Hashem, from Psalm 29, from the Kabbalah Shabbos service for Friday evening. Here now is Berla Khaghi. That was Chazan Ber Lechagi and Atoch Onen Liadam Das and Kol Hashem. In 1913, when Chagi was 21, he came to the United States. He held positions in Detroit, Boston, and in Newark. In 1932, this article appeared in the Newark Evening News. Solely on his record, Cantor Ber Lechagi has obtained a lifetime contract 8,000 miles away with the Beth HaMedrash HaGadol, Johannesburg, South Africa. Please stay tuned for more of Ber Lechagi after this brief message.
A simple act of kindness can change a person's life and help to see them through. You know it all begins with you, and the happiness you've given is something you can share in the smiles that
your contribution to CARE is an act of kindness that can help provide a needy family overseas with nourishing food, shelter, medical aid, schools, and with the means to build a better life for their children. CARE is your personal answer to human need. Please send your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York 10156, or local CARE office.
At this time, I want to thank the T&S Commodity Corporation for sponsoring this program. The T&S Commodity Corporation is a clearing member of all leading commodity exchanges right here in New York City at the World Trade Center. For the past few weeks, I have been asking you to write me so that we might be better able to gauge our listening audience. I must say that we have received many cards and letters, and I want to thank you for writing and giving us your support. It is only with your support that we here on Messengers of Prayer can play the music of our heritage. So if you would please write to us the letters of comment, the postcards to Messengers of Prayer, care of WEBD, 770 Broadway, New York, 10003, New York. Again, Messengers of Prayer, care of WEBD, 770 Broadway, New York, 10003, New York. By the way, I just want to let you know on a little secret. If you remember the Messengers of Prayer, we had a special broadcast for the High Holy Days. So I want you to join us on Sunday evening, December 20th, right here on WEBD from 8 in the evening until 10 in the evening for a special Hanukkah program. Music, Hanukkah music, cantorial music, and it's going to be in conjunction with the Brandeis Day School at Lawrence, Long Island. Again, join with us this coming Sunday, the 20th of December, from 8 in the evening until 10 o'clock at night. Rabbi Lechaga returned to the United States after several years and became cantor of Temple Bethel in Borough Park, Brooklyn, and he stayed there until his retirement. He died in New York in 1954. We conclude with our half hour of the Tfilos of Rabbi Lechaga with the Yerushalayim Ircha from the daily Amida service. Thank you for spending 30 minutes on Messengers of Prayer with Chazan Rabbi Lechaga. I hope you will join us again next week at the same time, and until then, this is Julian Raver saying Shavua Tov.